Welcome to the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. And with me always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And before we get into the craziness, what is one way people can contact us?
I'll just tell you the Facebook today. It's at the broadcast 999. Check us out there.
And today's a very awesome day because I did promise you at the beginning of this year that we are going to be talking to more badass rockin' ladies.
Hell yeah.
And we are delivering it today because you may know her as Sister Mary. But we have Pamela Moore.
Hello, guys.
How are you? This is super exciting.
It is. This is great. This is a nice little spot you got here.
It's very cozy.
Very swanky, too.
It's got a nice view.
Yeah. Normally, like the morning commute that people have to deal with that we don't. That's what we normally watch out there.
Yeah. I know. It's worse and worse to get to Seattle, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
And you're originally from Seattle, so you knew what it was like before.
Before everyone decided to move here.
Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just the growth has been crazy. Anyway.
And it keeps going.
I know.
Speaking of growth and everything, you've gotten to perform with Queensryche. You've sang with them. You have a couple albums under your belt. You're just like, is there anything you haven't done yet? Like, seriously, you've gotten experience on quite a lot of things.
I never had children.
Did you ever want them?
Not really.
So your music's your baby. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
If you don't want
my dog and my little puppy dog.
See, what kind of dog?
Theodore. He's a Lhasa Apso.
What the hell is that?
It's kind of like a Shih Tzu.
Okay, all right. A little fluffy thing.
He's bigger. He's a really cool dog.
Little dogs are the best.
Yeah, he doesn't bark. I mean, not a lot. Like yappy bark.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, that's why he's cool.
That's like the perfect dog right there.
I had a Mexican hairless, which was a naked chihuahua.
Yeah.
And it was like a chihuahua. It would bark and yip at everything and everyone and wouldn't stop until it was about like 14. And then it just didn't know what it was doing.
Just like, whatever.
Doggy dementia.
Chilled out. Actually, for
a little
real.
Bit.
Yeah.
That's great. Those are cute, I think.
I know. Naked. They always win like the world's ugliest dog.
I know.
And it's like the naked
cute.
Thing with the tongue out. I think they're adorable.
If you watch the movie Coco, the Disney movie, they have one and it's the cutest. That's got like this big long tongue that just wraps around himself. He's just such a derpy little dog and it's the cutest thing. But actually, the reason we have Pamela in today, you are having a CD release party for your next album that's coming out.
So
May 1st, you're going to have a worldwide release of your album, Behind the Veil.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so sexy.
Right?
What's for the title? Do you know?
Well, I know what the title is.
I mean, like, why'd you choose
the reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
I can't really explain it yet.
It's kind of
one of those little secret things.
I like that.
It's not a title on the album per se, so I can tell you
Ooh.
That. The album does drop on May 1st. It's been a labor of love. It's taken a long time for me to get this one going, mainly because I had there's life experiences in between certain things.
And, totally.
I'm actually doing a self-release, which is a big deal, too.
Oh, wow.
It takes a lot of time.
For those who don't know, what's the difference between a self-release and a normal?
Self-release would be where you do it all yourself, and you release it yourself, and you find your own distributors, and you pay for everything yourself, which is like, But it's pretty satisfying to be able to do that, because if you're a type of person that likes to be hands-on, like I am, it gives you that control, but sometimes it makes me out of control because it's so overwhelming.
Girl, I feel you. I'm the same way with everything in life.
I know. So that's the difference between like self-release and then getting someone else to do all the work for you, but then you have to share the profits or whatever else it is.
Is this your first album you self-released?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
It is.
Ooh,
it is my very first one from the beginning of it to where I am now as far as, the recording, and then now we're releasing it, which is a lot more work than I knew there was a lot of work, but once you get into it, it's like crazy.
A little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. But I'm still working. I put out another album that was on Rat Pack Records in 2013. The album was called Resurrect Me. And I was working with a guitar player that I've been working with for a few years now. And we co-wrote together, and we did the same thing on this album, Behind the Veil. However, I brought in another writer. His name is Craig Church, and he helped a lot with the album. Everybody had a lot to do with, making this project go. It's all about teamwork,
Totally, yeah.
So, anyway, there's a lot to go in. I don't mean to not say, answer your question.
No, I kind of like
it. It's just that there's kind of a little thing going on when we drop it. We're going to be asking a lot of the fans, okay, so where did she get this title from?
You know? Are you ever going to say? Or is it always going to be just a mystery?
I don't know. We'll see. I think they'll probably find out.
Though. Yeah, through the
song. Because once you get the album and you listen to it, it'll be, oh.
There you go.
So you'll find out.
That's
so,
cool. Yes.
Okay.
Get your album May 1st. But also, if you're in the Seattle area, right. You know, definitely come check out. She's got a CD release party happening Saturday, May 19th
yes.
at 8 o'clock at Louis G's in Fife. If you've ever been to Louis G's, it's a great venue for a show. It's just so much
cool.
fun.
It
has like this really cool like family vibe
it
to it and just communal vibe. So it's a really great place for a show.
And the stage is not bad. And the stage and the lights and the gear and everything is not bad. Plus, you know, I also do... vocal and performance coaching. So all of my underage students can come out and see their coach
Yay!
And critique me on what I'm doing. So that's kind of scary, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to be 21 to go there. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I love. Like there are so many great venues here in Seattle, and sometimes that's the little bummer thing. It's like, you can't come, kid. You're 18. Yeah. I can't bring my 18-year-old niece with me to some of these. But throughout the years, what has been one of your favorite venues here in Seattle to either to watch a show and or play at?
I like the theaters. I mean, when I was with Queensryche, we played the Moore Theater an awful lot, and that was kind of an interesting, vintage theater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Was that intimidating? That sounds like a big deal, you know?
It really is an awesome thing to do. I mean, I was there as part of Queensryche's, you know, singing crew and stuff like that. But it's a lot of fun, actually.
Are you one to get, like, really, really nervous before? Or do you just,
you
like,
know what I do? I get
you have, like, a routine
I still do.
You do before you go on stage?
Yeah.
Like,
so that's an awesome feeling, though, because you still love it.
I do. I do love it.
Yeah.
And it is nerve-wracking. So usually right before a show, I probably don't talk to a lot of people. It kind of... do my own meditation, kind of like what Russell Wilson does, you know, when he's visualizing the perfect throw. I visualize the perfect note.
You get in your own zen.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I kind of have to do that and just channel that energy because we all have this different kind of energy going on, and if we can't kind of corral it in and make it positive, it's going to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You have to really kind of focus.
Plus, it's so much energy. I couldn't even imagine, like, being on stage in front of that many people. Like, it's just a lot.
Yes.
And overwhelming. So I get you wanting to get, like, all right, let's just focus on me for a second.
You know what's interesting, though, is that when I was with most of my experiences in a bigger stage level has been with Queensryche. And the experience that I had was when we played these huge festivals and... you know, these bigger arena type places, it was intimidating, but not really. What's more intimidating is playing to a tighter crowd, more intimate crowd, because you can see their faces.
Yeah, it's like they're actually listening.
Yeah, because when it's big like that, it's kind of, you know, okay.
Yeah, if you screw up, no one really will notice, but more in intimate, they'll all notice.
Well, it was like recently Sarah and I had the opportunity with the rest of the morning show to go talk to a bunch of high schoolers about radio. And I mean, we talk in front of many people, usually drunk, you know, listeners, and it's whatever, you can talk in front of them. But the second you get in front of these teenagers, you realize they're actually paying attention and they're judging me. Oh, and then you kind of feel like you're 15 again. I'm like, oh my God.
And you can
just want to go hide in the locker room.
You can kind of see them and kind of see them like on their phones or like they have to do this for a class. And I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, more nervous than I thought I'd be. I was like sweating. I didn't know what the hell to say to them. I kind of feel like I'm still their age, but I'm not at all.
You know? I'm 10 years older than you, but not, you know.
But I don't feel like it. Like,
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I think it's just being closer to people.
There's a sense of vulnerability with something like that, definitely.
Yeah,
so.
You don't have this veil of space.
And sometimes when you're on that big stage, everything is just dark. You don't see anybody past you. So you're like, cool. It's just, you know, it's just dark. It's cool. I'm just singing by myself. We're fine.
All y'all are naked out there. It's cool.
Like,
how you help yourself?
Hopefully not at the high school, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, those high schoolers are looking damn old these days.
To be fair, I think some of them were from college. Because I'm sitting here like, no way in heck this kid is younger than me. Yeah. This kid looks like he's about my age or older.
And you're looking good.
I know. Doesn't it seem like they're... The younger kids are just more grown up than we were.
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
I should say we. I should tell you.
Like, I see 14-year-olds. I'm sitting here. I'm like, how is it that your hair, makeup, and outfit's always on point? And I'm sitting here looking like Scrubby McScrubberson.
Yeah.
Like, I know. Me too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy. Okay. I know. It's crazy. These kids these days, man. Yeah. I sound like my mom.
I sound like my grandma. These kids these days don't know about respect.
I'm just afraid for when, like, if I ever have children, like, what it's going to be like, you know?
Technology, like, and everything.
Well, and children, like, what? Their clothes can't get any shorter or skinnier, but I feel like they probably could. Like, they
haven't gone
to
3 see-through yet, like the clear plastic coats.
You know what? It'll probably go full circle and come back around to
become prudes. I am hoping so. Well, jean skirts did. I did not get rid of my jean skirts from middle school, and my friends made fun of me, and guess what? They're back. They're back, and I don't have to go shopping because I still have them.
Yay! I know. See, everything goes around.
Circle.
I'm just worried about the technology stuff. And, like, before we came and did the podcast, we were talking about, you know, social media and just how everything's kind of gone on. Mm-hmm. And actually tomorrow you're going to be doing, which is your birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
April 19th, if you're not a fan of her on Facebook, do it now, like her page.
Yes.
And just kind of monitor her page, because she's going to be doing a Facebook Live from
a very interesting place. First time ever going
Facebook Live.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun.
It's actually really cool.
You know, I know this sounds stupid, but I have to tell you, you know, I've been blessed with these wonderful, wonderful experiences and doing all these different things that I've been able to do. Sing in front of a bunch of people, but when it comes to me in front of a camera and have to talk, make up things, I'm such a dork. I gotta practice it more, and that's why, you know, I feel like a deer in headlights. Like, I'm like, oh my God, hello. I get these stupid things on my face. But, you know, when I have something to talk about, that's all right.
Well, and then it's cool, too, with Facebook Live that, like, well, it's funny when people watch it back, you know, because everyone just watches it live usually. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, I'll miss something.
Yeah,
so I'll watch it back. And then for the first, like, 5-10 seconds, people are just like, just waiting for someone to watch me.
So it's just kind of sitting there like us. It's usually us just dancing like, doo-doo-doo, us setting up the camera.
Because it tells you how many people are watching, you know?
Right.
So you're like, all right, well, I'm not going to start talking about my greatness till someone's watching me.
I know. Why aren't you here?
Yeah.
I know. But that's going to be kind of interesting, too, because I'm not really sure what time we're going to do it, because it'll be the first day of setup for my video shoot. So my birthday, I'm going to be filming like 10 or 12 hours. On a song that's on the new album. It's called Wi-Fi Zombie.
Ha!
Ooh.
I know.
Like that.
I get to be a zombie. I love zombie movies.
That's so cool.
No, I mean, who knows? Who knows if
that's
I'm going to be
so
that or
cool.
not? But it's a cool song.
So are you going to Facebook Live while you're
in makeup?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
we'll see.
I mean, it's tough to always plan something like that because it's always a hurry up and wait. And, you know, video, they're setting up the lights and it takes a long time for them to set up. I've got this wonderful company called Tetranaut that has been doing some, I think they're fairly new, but they're starting to do some more videos. And I saw one of their videos with a band called Blue Helix. It was really well done. So I'm like, hey, guys.
Hi.
I need to do a video. So you want to do this? So anyway,
I think
it's going to be a lot of fun. The song, the premise of the song is that it's about us and about the ridiculous, you know, obsession we have with our devices, which is really important. I mean, right now, we all have our phones in front of me, right?
Well, you're preaching to Sarah right now.
Right,
you should see her phone, by the way. That's her actual phone.
It's an old school.
It is. It's,
oh my God.
A flip phone.
I have this one for work, but when I go out in real life, I just bring this.
It looks like a compact. It's very elegant.
She puts her ID in it. She puts her debit card.
It's all I carry when I go out, you know?
So this is definitely a song for Sarah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's kind of a take on that because it's dark humor. It's meant to be a little bit funny, but kind of serious. We're hoping to reach out to some awareness people about texting and driving.
But it's not like
a preach type of thing. It's just this whole
It's just like a subtle
thing.
Undertone.
Yeah.
How obsessed we all are of technology. Yeah.
My boyfriend found these really funny clips of people. It was the security cameras of people, and they're reading their phone. They're in the mall, and all of a sudden they fall fall into a fountain or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody runs into a car because they're not even looking at what they're doing. And I mean, obviously, you know what? I'm the same way. But at some point, when you're sitting down to dinner, say, in your family, and you see all these people, the family, just on their internet, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. We got to put down our devices for a while and have conversations like we're having.
Yeah. I probably, when I have kids, have like a basket, like dinner time. Yeah, everyone puts their phone, their tablet, their iPad, their, I don't know what else will be out, but in a basket, away for dinner.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like all my cousins and all my families are having, I have all these nieces and nephews and they're, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old. It's like, where do you draw the line? Like, because you want to make sure that they're, you know, at that right age, they know the technology, because they're getting rid of cursive now.
Right.
In elementary schools.
I know, and that's sad.
Yeah, like, they're substituting with
computing. When's the last time you used cursive, besides your signature?
Actually, my signature's crappy, but it's my signature. And that's it. So you're right. It's kind of like print draw or something. Right. It's really weird.
I tried recently doing it, like just writing. I'm like, oh my God, it hasn't changed since fourth grade. It really hasn't. Like my signature at this point is just a scribble because like the real cursive is awful. No.
I know.
But I mean, that's like one of those skills. You see calligraphy you wish we could do. But these kids, like if you don't get them started early, they're going to fall behind the rest of the kids in their class that have been on, have iPad time for like 2 hours a day. Like it's kind of a weird balance. But it is kind of.
It's kind of the new thing, I know. And it's very important to have them because they can be very, very helpful, especially when you're in your own business and stuff too. But on the other hand, it can consume a lot of time that you should use somewhere else.
Anywhere else.
I have to keep reminding myself that too.
When Sarah has her basket, whenever she has kids, I think you should have Wi-Fi zombie box or something on there. Yeah. That's what it should be called. It's like, all right, use Wi-Fi zombies, put them in the box. Let's go. It's dinner time.
I like that idea.
It's a good idea.
Next in your shop, the Wi-Fi zombie boxes for your phones.
There you go. Right. Some t-shirts, you know.
I love it.
It's public awareness. Oh yeah, I'm a zombie. Anyway.
You've gotten to perform, like we said, with Queensryche, but of all the musicians you performed with over the years, which one has been like the most memorable, either because of the who they were, either recording or at a show? Like, what's been like the most memorable experience? And that's a tough one.
You know, because there's every time we were on stage, it's always been memorable. But I would have to say when Ronnie James Dio came up to perform with Queensryche and we were up on stage, he sang on one of the songs on their sequel, Operation Mindcrime 2. And he came up to sing and I got to meet him backstage. And that's when I first met Rudy Sarzo and everybody. And that was really a wonderful experience. He was a really wonderful person.
Was it planned that he was going to come up and?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, because most of the shows that we did were videotaped, and then it was used for the Operation Mindcrime 1 and 2, excuse me, when they did really put out the video for it. So he was a part of it, and he was also in the video and stuff too. So it was really wonderful, and it was neat to be able to meet him. I got to meet Lemmy Kilmister. Can I tell you something, a story about him?
Oh, please do.
We were in Europe somewhere, and we were doing a festival, and I think Jeff and I were going to head over to the diner to get some lunch or something, and this man comes up, and he's dressed, I don't remember, it was like some Western cowboy, like leather outfit, I don't know if it was red, white, and blue, I can't really remember, but he comes up, and he has this, like, tassels all over with his jacket, and he has his pants, like, all the way up to, like
his
like
ribs, right. Boobs,
yeah, like way up here, and he has the pants, you know, pant legs, you know, tucked into his boots and stuff. And I'm like looking at this guy, going, "Who's this guy?" He goes right to Jeff. He goes, "Jeff," and they're talking and everything, and I'm just looking at him, and then he leaves, and I go, "Jeff, you know, who is that guy?" He goes, "You don't know Lemmy?" And I go, "Lemmy?" He goes, "Lemmy Kilmister." I went, "Oh, my God." He just looked so crazy. I've never seen him wear those because he's always had his black jeans and his leather jacket and stuff. But this thing was, he was to the nines.
Just
looked like Urkel with his. I don't mean that bad. I just
no, I mean,
It was just like, who is just this
little,
person?
That's just too high up there.
He was an interesting cat. I adore him because he's just like, he just seems like he was a lot of fun and just no
what
ass
you
given.
Saw is what you got.
Exactly.
You know? He's really, yeah. It's so sad what happened to him too, but he lived a pretty full life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty awesome.
You know, it's pretty neat. That was a neat moment though.
Have you ever had any other like where you kind of missed out, like a rock and roll moment? Like I had one occasion where one of my favorite singers from high school mm-hmm. was Serj Tankian from System of a Down.
Mm.
And I, you know, I do the morning show. I'd go home. I'd take mm-hmm. a nap and I woke up and everyone, I like to think everyone knows here, so I'm calling them all out mm-hmm. that I love System of a Down. Mm-hmm. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up, I look at my phone, and I see, you know, pictures from KISW. Oh, Serj Tankian was in studio, you know, just hanging out. And I'm like, how long ago was this? I don't care if there's rush hour, I'll drive, maybe I'll catch him. It was like 3 hours ago. I'm like, there's no way he's still here. Nobody told me.
No one told Vicky.
And I was like, I just wanted to say hi and thank you.
Right?
I wasn't going to freak out, I promise.
Right, I know.
But I mean, have you had something similar besides Lemmy?
That wasn't a regret, though.
No, but it's just like,
Gosh, I'm not even really remembering. Of course, I can't remember a lot of things sometimes, but it doesn't mean I'm, you know, crazy. But I don't really remember any kind of rock and roll regret at all. I bet you when I drive home, I'll go, oh, yeah, I should have said that one, but no, I don't.
Or like performing with somebody, like, maybe I'll perform with you later. Or,
right.
Or whatever.
I always wish that I could have performed with, you know, Kurt or Chris Cornell, and that didn't happen.
I was going to say, he's such a big presence here in Seattle and Seattle music. It was just such a heavy day to wake up to that news, especially because you're from Seattle. Like, that must have hit you hard. Like, mm-hmm. what was that, like, waking up to that tragedy last year?
Well, it was unbelievable, really, because it was like, he seemed happy and healthy, you know?
Right.
And, like, so I don't,
young.
I nobody knows except him.
Right.
Really,
right.
I think nobody knows what happened, but it's unfortunate. It was really unfortunate. He was such an amazing singer, you know, amazing songwriter, too. I feel bad. If I had any regrets, I feel bad about certain artists that I never really delve right into except for their immediate hits, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. It's always about, you know, me writing or something. And when I finally, when somebody does pass away, like, say, with Prince and with, you know, Chris, and even Freddie Mercury, and you dive into their, you know,
their
deep cuts and things that they did, it's like, damn. Why didn't I really?
Well, then you start listening to the lyrics too, and you're like, "Whoa,
yeah,
okay."
And he was, and Chris was, he had a lot of depth to him, and his voice was just amazing.
Just a talented.
Yeah.
Like we had I didn't interview him. I just filmed the interview, and just being there, just like seeing him be interviewed by like one of our coworkers, I was just super. You kind of get mesmerized. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure like that wasn't messing up the footage. But it's, he was a very interesting individual. And
how was he when he got interviewed?
He was very chill.
Was he
just it was right before his show, too. Mm-hmm. He did it, I think, at Benaroya Hall. He's just a very chill guy.
Mm-hmm.
Talented. Like, you could feel, like, when I saw the show, because I couldn't stay too long. I want to watch more, but I have to wake up at 3.
right.
So I'm like, I should probably leave. It's 10.
Pull an all-nighter, Vicky.
I'm like, yeah. But it's just, like, you get so captivated in that mm-hmm. voice, and mm-hmm. it's just super inspiring. Like,
it doesn't hurt that he's gorgeous, too.
I know.
Okay. I'll pay to stare at you.
No. But it does call, a special attention to, like, what mental illness is, even with, like, Chester last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we don't know. If there's going to be a silver lining to these tragedies, at least we know, hey, you know what, we have people are suffering, we have these things and we feel like we can't talk about them,
right.
And it's nice to be able to say, you know what, I'm not okay, and mm-hmm. that's okay, and let's talk about this, let's mm-hmm. make this a discussion, let's not mm-hmm. make this a taboo thing, like, oh, I'm having all these bad feelings, I'm not going to talk to anybody about it because I'm not supposed to talk about it. No. Mm-hmm. It's this is a good moment to be reaching out for help.
And I think especially with, and I know this sounds kind of weird, but with performers especially that have gotten to that level, a lot of people know you and you know a lot of people, mm-hmm. but your world gets a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
You know, I hope people understand what I mean about that. You have to worry about you know, who you can trust. So you have a certain amount of people that are your inner circle, so to speak. You know, but the more popular you might be getting, and the more stuff that's going on for you, the more your little world kind of. I know it sounds really weird, but it gets smaller.
No,
and
I
so
believe
that
it.
Must be tougher for people.
I've heard too, like when they're on like a big stage and they're like loved by so many people and have so many fans, that like when they're off the stage or when they're like in their hotel room by themselves or something, they're like alone. And they're very like
that's almost a high when you're on that stage.
Yeah, you get on a high
you're at that high point and then you just kind of drop back down.
And you're like, who's really here? You know,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So I get that.
So that's where you really, as a performer, I'm pretty sure you really have to make sure you're with a really strong core of people, and that's with life, though, isn't
it?
Yeah, I mean,
and there's like a we've talked about it before, where performance is like or art, any art, there is some pain to it. Sometimes there's a lot of pain to it.
That's a lot where you get your inspiration.
Exactly.
I know.
But one of the things I always try to tell people, it's like to practice self-care, whether it's, you know, going to a therapist or taking that bubble bath or just giving yourself a vacation. But like for me,
take care of yourself, number one.
Right.
Then you can give to other people.
Exactly. Right now I'm all obsessed about the bath bombs.
Ooh.
So I take a bath, put a bath bomb in, take a picture because it's always pretty colors. But I'm curious.
You fancy.
I'm fancy. It's like my $4 bath bombs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some of them even come with little inspirational notes on them. Oh. Actually, the last one I got said, the best time to relax is when you have no time for relaxation.
Oh,
and
that's,
I was like, yeah, okay. But I was curious, how do you practice self-care? Like, what methods do you do to kind of take care of yourself?
I try to have at least a day where I don't do anything, but that never happens.
Like a day out of the week or a day out of the year?
Just one out of the year. Anyway. It's like I get my one day a year.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people that keep me grounded. Sometimes
That's
I get
awesome.
Mad at them. It's like, what are you talking about? No, but I have a lot of people in my inner circle that keep me grounded. But, you know, a lot of it does have to do with my outlet in writing, too, because this album, Behind the Veil, well, almost everything that I write is, like, about life experiences. And I learn a lot, so that's kind of like my therapy, basically.
That's
awesome.
I like writing about the human condition, and I like writing about things that I'm learning about. This album, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but this album is dedicated to my mother who passed away while I was writing and recording the album. And it was a real tough one because it was real fast. She went in to get a root canal, and she came out and collapsed.
She was
80 years old, but you know, she collapsed, got in a coma, and we couldn't revive her, and
so we had to let her go.
Yeah, it was horrible because it was right after her birthday, her 80th birthday, and it was really very sad. It still is. It's my CD release party is going to be about 24 months since the day that we had to let her go.
Wow.
So that's a big deal too. But that there's a song called My Eternal that reflects my feelings and the stuff I was going through during that time. And a lot of people in my demographics are realizing that, you know, their parents aren't living forever either. So hopefully the healing process that we go through sometimes on certain songs will connect with someone else, and they'll get something out of it too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's incredible.
But it's out of pain that we are the best teachers.
Yeah.
You know, if you learn something, you know exactly what to tell somebody who's going through that same thing.
Yeah, and then just to be able to create art out of it too, just you feel so much lighter once it's all done.
Yeah.
And
it's like putting stuff on paper and then throwing it away. But
exactly.
But you turn it into a song.
I turn it into a song and I put it on an album and say, here, buy this.
And then CD release party.
Yeah, let's party.
And again, the CD release party is going to be Saturday, May 19th at 8 p.m. at Louis G's in Fife. Definitely go. Tickets are available, by the way, at ticketfly.com. And her album, Behind the Veil, will be released worldwide May 1st. So definitely add her on Facebook. Or
Get your tickets, too, because they're going pretty fast, which is kind of exciting.
Yay!
I know.
I have a question. If you were to do anything, like if you were not in this industry or like the music industry at all, what would you be doing, do you think? Did you have any other passion besides this, or was this like out of the womb? I'm a singer.
I know, right? Well, I always wanted to be an actress and a singer. I don't know why I want to be an actress, but I was from a really poor family, and And my mom was in Little Theater then.
Oh. So
I think that's why I wanted to get into it. And then I just kind of went into the singing part of it. But I don't know what I would do. I know when I went to college and I was minoring in psychology.
Oh, wow.
That kind of ties into the human experience. Yeah. Right?
I don't know if I would have been that or not, because I don't like always going to school.
Girl, I'm with you on that.
Right there with you.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. There's so many things I like to do. I like gardening, but I don't think I'd be like an Ed Hume or somebody like that.
Yeah. Do like a music gardening show or something on YouTube.
Just right. Sing while you garden.
Like, all the Disney princesses do. They sing while they clean. Why can't you sing while you garden? You can be a metal Disney princess. I love it.
Metal Disney princess. That's funny.
Just like imagine you with like this big black like flowing dress. It's always flowing. There's no wind, but it's just always flowing.
Right. As opposed to the white flowing dress that I've been known to wear, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just like headbanging when you're like pulling carrots out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
I know. That's a good question, though. I don't know what I would have done, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had kids. Sorry, I'm not.
No, never.
I was never that. Yeah, I never felt.
No, you never wanted a little human to like run
maybe
around?
Maybe once when I was with this person, but.
Screw that person, right?
No, I don't want to do that. No. And that's what kind of I'm digging right now about this era of like empowering women. And that's one of the things like we love to talk about is, you know what, if you don't want to have kids, that's totally fine. And you shouldn't be ragging on somebody because they don't want kids, or you shouldn't be ragging on someone because they want a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I know. It's each person's decision on what they want to do, right?
It's like, let's just live our lives and just support each other with whatever we do. As long as you're safe and healthy and everything, that's all that matters.
Right, exactly.
But going back to, we did talk about Chris Cornell, how that was somebody you'd wish you could have, collaborated with or performed with. Is there anybody else, like any other bands or artists that you could, either tour with or collaborate with? Because you've gotten to work with some amazing writers and musicians over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else that, you know?
You know, I don't know if I have any answer with that. I'd like to go with anybody, actually. I don't know. I'd like to go on the tour with someone. Obviously, it would have to be somebody that would. Would it have to be somebody that matches your same genre?
No, girl. If you want to be up there with Britney Spears, go for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, that would be great.
That would actually be awesome.
I guess that's kind of an answer, isn't it? Like, it wouldn't really work. Hard, heavy metal rock with Britney Spears. Oh, my God.
Dude, that would be quite the show.
I mean, it would work with Lady Gaga. She's performing with Metallica.
She's awesome.
She's kick-ass.
She's a great performer. She's a great singer. Actually.
Just everything.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing that she can't do.
Mm-hmm.
She
it's
wears
funny
some
though because
things.
You know she came out in the real gimmicky kind of stuff, which she still does. But
let's play a love game.
That was
play
kind of how
game.
To get the
yeah.
Right. And then then she's starting to evolve to show us. Guess what? I have a voice and I can sing. And then she did that thing with Metallica.
Yeah,
she
was like she did the thing with Tony Bennett. I think that's his name, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's performed with him as well. Like
right.
Just, all these different, like, she has just shown her range. She did, like, a musical song. Oh, it was Sound of Music, I think she sang, and performed that once and did it beautifully. Like, she just.
I think it's so cool that she's gotten, like, the respect to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She did, I think, the gimmicky thing was, hey, I want your attention now. Here, pay attention to me.
You know what band I really like right now? I did a cruise in 2016, and it was really neat because I put on a workshop for my vocal coaching,
awesome.
And then we did shows. And one of the bands that was on there, a couple bands, was Breaking Benjamin, and then there was Motionless and Light White.
Ooh.
I really love Motionless and White. I'm like a secret kind of closet fan. Not secret because I tell everybody I like them, but
I know I think they've performed for a couple of our shows before. We've done stuff with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris is a wonderful guy. All the guys are really cool. Mm-hmm. But they're doing pretty well right now. That's pretty neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know that's kind of, it's a little bit more industrial, isn't it? Is that what you would call it? I don't know.
And industrial's, I think, more Nine Inch Nails-y, kind of that vibe. But, I mean, I dig them, so.
Yeah, I know.
And there's so
like
many
them.
Different subgenres.
I know.
I know, like, how many metals are there?
Yeah.
It's like, what do you call yourself? It's like, I don't know.
Is it hair metal, speed metal, new metal, industrial metal? Is it, what is it?
Symphonic metal?
Viking metal?
Screamo metal. Yes.
Oh, God. It's like if you've seen, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She's like, oh, I thought, he's like, do you want to listen to metal? He's like, well, what kind? It's like, thought there was only one kind. And she just lakes this whole list.
Wow.
And it's just, it's like, I think the last one was like grindcore or something. Uh-huh. And grindcore. Just, you know, just only these to pick from. It's fine. But I mean, as much as like, I'm not a big fan of a guilty pleasure term, because I'm like, I think you should just own whatever it is you mm-hmm. love.
Yeah.
Like, I do love me some pop sometimes. Mm-hmm. And
ooh, I love me some pop.
See, she's all
I
about
love
the pop.
Me some who's top
your
pop,
who's your favorite? Oh, you mean pop?
Well, yeah, like pop, pop.
Like, pop. So like drinking pop? No. Oh.
Well, sorry. I like a Diet Coke. Pop, pop. Who's my favorite? Well, I really like rap too. I really do like hip hop. Like, that's my jam. Yeah, like you go to the club and the booty and the twerking and that kind of music.
Can you twerk?
Yeah. Can you not? Do I need to teach you something?
Yes. I don't know how to twerk.
I
couldn't
you
move
how to
my
twerk.
Butt that fast.
I don't know how to either. I watch her and I'm like,
you can always do the slow motion twerk, you know, and then you start getting songs that have a little bit faster rhythm. Then you gotta keep with
just bounce, bounce,
you know?
Bounce.
It's so fun. Yeah, but pop stars, I don't. Vicky will agree with. I have always been a really big Kesha fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's my girl.
Yeah, she's gone a little. I mean, I understand.
Oh, I love her
and whatever, but
her new album is amazing. It's less poppy though.
I love the poppy, like party. I'm gonna drink Jack Daniels and I'm gonna do you kind of thing.
Her new album had like she even had Dolly Parton on her new album.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just a little bit more like a little bit of everything.
Okay. But she can sing. She definitely can sing.
Yeah,
like more than I thought.
I saw her concert last year. My friend's husband bought her tickets for her birthday, mm-hmm. and so she sends me a message. She's like, "Hey, I got tickets." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome! Your husband's great." And then I show up to her house. I'm really tired that day. She's like, "So did you see my text about Kesha?" I'm like, "Yeah, you got tickets." Like, "No, read your text." And she's like, "I am taking you with me." Oh my god! And it was like a religious experience almost.
That's
and
cool.
I grew up Catholic. It's just everyone. Yeah. There's so much love and
mm-hmm. so many different people, right?
Yeah, like, everyone's just so
dudes,
cool.
Dudes, girls,
yeah,
old,
everyone.
Young.
And that's
really neat.
And that's kind of like the vibe I get to it. Like when you go to Louis G's, it's like everyone's family. Everyone's just there to have a good time. There's nothing like crazy going on, which is why I'm really excited that that's where you're at.
And the people that work there are so nice. Yeah, they are so sweet.
Yeah,
and the pizza is bomb.
I know. I haven't been able to have pizza. I got to watch my weight. That thing.
After one slice.
One slice.
Yeah.
You get one slice. Come on.
No, she gets like a whole pie. I don't know what you're wearing, but
I was told it's really good.
Fit in your little dress or whatever you're wearing. Yeah, girl, I feel you. But then afterwards,
you guys,
get in the sweatpants.
I know you'll be busy and you'll be in bed probably because you have to get up the next morning, but I got these boots that are cool.
Oh, my God.
Are they like, high?
Like thigh-high boots?
They're not thigh this time, but they're like, they look like the disco ball kind of. They've got these rhinestones all over.
Oh, my God.
They're like bedazzled up the ying.
Yeah. Are you going to post a picture on Facebook?
I should post them, yeah.
Yeah, we'll share it because that'd
be they like a
awesome.
Heel?
I'm going to go looking at my feet because I have a black dress on. And
like sparkles.
Like blinding them.
They're so cool. They're Steve Madden. You guys have to check them out.
Oh, fans.
Ooh. I know. I got them and I went, yep.
Yeah,
they're cool.
I need these.
I would never be able to wear them anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, what
why
the heck?
Not? Just do it, man.
I know, right?
I'm going grocery shopping. No big deal.
That's my guilty pleasure is boots. I love buying boots. I have an obsession. I have too many pairs of boots and I only wear like one pair all the time.
But I really do the stupid. Same thing. Yeah. I have like my going out boots, but I always end up wearing my casual boots for going out because I don't want to screw up my going out boots. And like, oh my God, I don't even have these.
I know.
Yep.
But I don't, you know, I listen to so much music. I think I had mentioned earlier that I coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I do vocal and performance coaching. And
Do you do that out of here in Washington, Seattle area?
Yeah, awesome. I do Skype lessons online.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also coach down south and then over in Bellevue for in-person stuff. And I really like it. It's really cool. Sometimes it's really hard because you have to try to interpret how to do something in different ways because people process different. But I really like it. But in doing that, I am introduced to so much more different kinds of music than just what I do, which is good because it's so one-dimensional, just, you know, doing one thing. And there's hip-hop, and there's some hip-hop that right now I'm really, it's very interesting because it's so different than my stuff. My stuff is so layered and it's got heavy, you know, drums and it's just crazy all over the place, you know, with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And with the hip-hop stuff, it's very minimalistic. you know, and I like some of that very much.
Yeah.
So your next album's definitely going to be a hip-hop album, yes.
Can you see that?
Can't wait to twerk funny. To it.
I don't know. But I also like some country, and I do like some, you know, pop music. I think it's, for me, it's all about the song. So if it's a good song,
yeah.
it's just kind of okay, cool.
When you teach, do you, like, give them, what kind of music do you usually give your students? Because I used to take a lot of voice lessons, and it would be a lot of, like, musical theater kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot
or, like, or random, like, Italian opera.
Mm-hmm.
All in Italian.
Well, yeah, there is people, I mean, they come to me because I'm more specialized because of the stuff that I do. I'm not, like, the teacher that goes in, okay, stand up, sit up, do this stuff. I'm a little bit more chill. And I understand that they don't want to have to learn an aria or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Learning opera is really good for you because it teaches you how to breathe really well and get good resonance. I'm more on the other side of it. But I have to say that, I don't come up with the songs. I ask them to show me what songs they're into. Mm-hmm. What are their artists that they're into? And then we'll work with that. But then maybe I might find another one that's something that will help with their certain skill sets that they have to do. So it's all over the board, really.
That's cool. That's cool. I kind of wish my music teacher back in the day was a little more like that.
Yeah, I know.
Where they were all like, you're going to be on Broadway. And yeah. This is what we're singing. And like jazz hands. And
it's really,
like,
interesting. There's a lot of kids now, though, that are really into the musicals. And I think that's cool because I love musicals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some friends who I went to school with who, like, and that's, like, their voice is for that. You know, some people's voices, you're like, oh, you sound better on a stage or, like, recorded. But some voices are like, you should be on, like, on Broadway with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have, like, every year it seems like they put out that new, like, they hit, like, Carrie Underwood did mm-hmm. Sound of Music.
Yeah.
And I think
and Sarah Bareilles, I think she did Waitress. So she wrote the music for it,
okay,
too.
That's right. I used to really like her. I mean, not that I don't know, but like but I haven't listened to her stuff in so long. I haven't heard that voice.
I need to go back.
Yeah.
She's got a great voice. I think she's in Jesus Christ Superstar now or something.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
I know. It's really neat. She's a neat. I would love to meet her. I think she would be kind of cool to hang out with.
Yeah, she seems very chill.
Yeah.
Like a down-to-earth person.
I know. I
feel like this year, like at least in this area, we've like, you know, we got you coming in May. Mm-hmm. We have like so many awesome ladies kind of making their way in. Like I know in August we have... I think in September there's Evanescence and Lindsay Sterling, which the 14-year-old little goth girl in me is just like, I have to go.
Yep.
I went to Evanescence in December. I cried.
No.
I cried. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is just
so beautiful.
Just like, I'm 14 again. I'm like, this is hitting me hard. This is hitting me harder than I thought.
I like that music. I like their first album a lot too.
Yeah.
No.
But I know we have In This Moment coming with Hailstorm in August as well.
Oh, God. I know. Lizzie is incredible.
She's like the sweetest thing, too.
She seems like a really approachable person, really cool person. I would like to meet her, too. Come over when hang up.
She's like, I 1 year I asked for tickets because I wanted to see, by the way, I saw Hailstorm and In This Moment at El Corazon.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And it was over capacity. Oh, we were squished.
Oh, I bet.
But it was so awesome. But they asked, I'm like, hey, can I get tickets to the station? I don't ask for much. Can I just get these tickets, please? Uh-huh. And they gave me them. And they're like, would you mind helping with the meet and greet? I'm like, sure. I'm just like signing off names off a list, like checking them in and shuffling them in.
That's good.
I'm like, cool. And so when they're like, oh, this is Vicky, she works for the radio station, all of them just came swarming at me and gave me a hug. Thank you so much for coming and for playing our show. I'm like, oh my God, this is cool.
You guys give me the tickets, huh?
I'm like, okay.
No problem.
I'm like, this is so cool. But they were just super sweet. Yeah. And that's kind of like what I love seeing is just like, especially like in any situation, whether it's music or whatever, just like that awesome communal, like, let's just be happy with it.
But
I just thought of, if you can make your own like female fronted kind of tour, like just badass ladies.
Oh, God.
I better be a part of this.
She'll be the twerking girl outside. Yeah. Twerking to like rock music. Yeah.
Hey,
I believe
you
in
can
you.
Twerk to anything.
You might be able to twerk to Wi-Fi Zombie, maybe.
Hell yeah.
I don't think
put
so.
Me, is that a challenge?
No.
I'm down.
Careful.
Do you want
now.
A twerking zombie in your music video?
Like, we got you.
I am down.
And you don't even have to do makeup. We wake up so early, all of us look like.
Me too. Me too.
But like, it doesn't have to be a huge tour, but if you can pick a couple ladies to just tour with.
I would definitely want to work with Lizzie.
Lizzie.
She's just sweet. All those people that you're talking about, that would be so neat. And just be an all-girl thing, like kind of like the Lady Palooza thing or something.
That needs to be a thing. Can we start that?
Well, I think that they had one before that was all women, but I don't remember what they... Was it the Lilith Tour or something? That's kind of a weird name, but...
It's really like the Pussycat Dolls, but rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I know. I'm down with, like, yes, I'm in this moment. Evanescence.
In this moment, yeah.
Just all those awesome ladies, yeah. But...
That's like, you know, and you were talking earlier about... Who you would want to go with? I would think it'd be great to be with one of those girls, travel with them. Thanks for reminding me. I'm gonna have to ask my manager about that.
Be like, hey,
can I go with blah, blah, blah. Since they have like, that album coming out, it's like, you know, hey, can I be with them over
here? It's like, hi.
No, let me go.
If you do, you gotta send me a picture and be like, it was great, and just make me very jealous, and I'll sit there and cry at the picture.
Because be like, wait, what about me?
While I'm listening to My Immortal, just like, I'm so happy for it, but I'm so sad.
I know.
It's fantastic.
She just had a baby too, didn't she?
Amy Lee. Yeah. I know she had one. I don't know if she's had another one. Mm-hmm. I think that kid's a couple years old at this point. Because I know she did a lullaby album or a kids album too.
That's sweet.
In one of her music videos, she did. Might have been her last one. She had him in it too.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cute. So
so sweet.
It's just awesome to see all these artists evolve through the years and kind of
grow up.
Yeah,
it's like no, or not. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm totally down. Like, hey. I don't feel like growing
I'm trying
up.
Not to
I don't
up.
Want to grow up.
No,
I want to stay this way for
as long as possible.
Exactly.
I read this on the internet. It said something like, "We are forced to grow old. We're not forced to grow up."
I know.
And so I'm like, I'm down. I joke that I'm short, so I never actually grew up. So I don't have to be mature. I think that's fair. It's like, you didn't give me a couple more inches. I'm not going to be mature. That's totally fine.
I need an excuse now. Damn, that's good.
Just kind of crouch out and pretend you're shorter. It's like, I hang out with this one all day. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, before you go,
yeah,
we do have some rapid-fire questions that our good friend Taryn Daly provided for us.
I missed her, Taryn.
Yeah, we missed
you. I hope I get to meet you sometime, but you guys were great.
She's
too,
like the coolest chick ever. No,
she's my work wife.
You think we're cool? No, she's like cool.
She's the coolest of the cool
she's
girls.
She's the equivalent. She's the human embodiment of a golden retriever. She's super excited. She loves everything.
That's so funny.
It is, because she's just like, hey.
Great energy.
Whenever I see her, she's like, oh my God, how are you? I'm like, I saw you last week.
But for us, she's like a miniature golden retriever.
Oh, wow.
She's like a mini.
She's teeny. Yeah.
Well, and we love mini dogs, or at least I do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
But she did provide some rapid fire questions to kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
All right, summer or fall?
Summer.
Okay. I'm a fall girl, so I'm like,
summer.
Dogs or cats?
Doggies.
Purple or pink?
Purple.
Jackets or hoodies?
What kind of jackets?
Bitch, please. Just jackets.
Jackets.
Flip-flops or Converse?
Flip-flops.
Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lipstick.
Eyeliner?
Eyeshadow. Both.
Yes. Take it.
I need as much as I can get.
Anything to make my eyes pop.
Exactly.
What was it? Eating out or staying home?
Oh. That's hard. That's a hard one.
And there's no takeout option.
Oh, dang it. That was what I was going to say. I'm like, I just get my fun, go home.
Okay, well, I like eating at home, but I like eating out with lots of people, so that's a hard one.
All right.
I like having celebrations. And
tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Oh, what's my other one? Dang it, it was something along those lines. Damn it, Sarah.
Sorry.
Yep, enjoy these outtakes. Because she only gave us a couple. Now, this is a game for us. Like, okay, what else can we think of?
Hawaii or Mexico?
Hawaii.
Italy or Greece?
Greece.
Boobs or butt?
Boobs.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like everyone's a butt person nowadays.
Whiskey or vodka?
Ooh.
Wine.
Okay. Fair enough. Wine is
vodka.
Pretty tasty.
No.
All right. Mixed drinks or shots?
I don't really.
I like the fruity stuff. I don't know.
I know, right?
I like the shots.
Right? That's not really quick, is it? Yeah. I like, if you want to get, drunk shots.
Yeah. Manicures or pedicures?
Wine. What?
Manicures or pedicures?
Both.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't really do one without the other.
Yeah. I have to go do that today, too. I got to get my brows done for the video, or they're going to look like unibrow or something. It's like, because they have, Dave was telling me that my videographer that, they had these 5K cameras and it shows every pore on your face.
Oh.
I'm like, So how do I do my makeup? What do I do? But I don't want them to see, like,
just put blood all over your face. Aren't you on zombie?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but not until.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just like a little, you know.
First, you got to be pretty.
I'm corralling them all in. No. Yeah. You have to look pretty first.
Duh.
I know. There you go. So.
All right.
Okay.
Sweatpants or yoga pants?
Oh, aren't those the same?
Well, sweatpants can be like the baggy ones.
These are yoga pants.
Yoga pants are like the spandex.
Yoga pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make your butt look good.
Uh-huh. I'd say Converse or boots, but we already know you like the boots.
The boots.
Boots.
All about the boots.
No, but thank you so much. That was fun, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say one.
Men or women.
Ooh, men or women.
Dang it.
For you or are you,
no,
for us?
For you guys.
Oh, I'm all about the D. Man.
I like dudes, but I mean, I
hook up with a chick, but like,
I mean, right? I've been known, you know, I've had my experiences. Yeah. I mean, I won't say no sometimes, depending on if the vibe's right, but right. More
or if there's shots involved.
Yeah, 80% men, I guess. I think that's the
80% men. I'm 20% bi.
I'm like, I mean,
it all depends. Yeah.
I mean, I'm always open. Like, if I can find, I have females that are my soulmates. Like, I believe in the idea of like soul people, and I have a female that is my soulmate, but it's not in a romantic sense. So I'm like, well, if a female can be my soulmate, then I guess I could, you know, find a female to be like my partner. Yeah. But I mean,
but I'm like her. I like the big.
Do you have a color preference? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
He's like all types. I like
the entire rainbow, right?
I like, and everyone gives me crap because I'm really into the guys with like the long hair, the funky hair and tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
But they're either taken, gay, or, you know, live out of their car.
Yeah, that's
almost homeless.
So I'm just like, is it too much to ask for to find somebody that's equally as tattooed as I am? That's got a decent job. It doesn't have to be like crazy rich or anything, but I'm like, just work hard. Apparently, it's hard. But I'm like, I'll find a normal guy.
You gotta switch up your type.
I'll just get a normal guy and corrupt him. It's fine.
There you go.
Quote unquote normal button up guy.
And it'll be all crafted just like you.
Vicky tattoos.
Tattoos him in the nighttime.
Just like just the poke tattoo. It's like, don't worry about it. It's just the mosquitoes are bad today, honey.
It's fine.
It's like, don't worry. It's like, what? What, I have a tattoo that says I love Vicky. Don't worry about it. It's like, don't ask too many questions. It's okay. But once again, check out her new album coming out May 1st, Behind the Veil. Mm-hmm. Get all the information at PamelaMoore.net. To follow her on Facebook. Also, if you're listening to this before April 19th, which is her birthday, you can check out her Facebook for a Facebook Live that's going to be on the set of the shoot for her song Wi-Fi Zombie. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And get tickets at Ticketfly.com for her CD release party on Saturday, May 19th, 8 p.m. at Louis G's in 5. It's been so awesome hanging out with you and chatting.
You girls are awesome. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, so yeah, have a wonderful show and everything.
Thank you. Rock those sparkly, bedazzled boots.
I know,
I'm
my
so
bedazzled,
I can't wait to see them.
Boots.
I may have to borrow them.
I think you will.
But yeah, no, definitely would love to have you back on sometime.
Thank you. I'd love to do that. And right. Thanks so much for the invite, too. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, got this going. Yep.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Put a little note so I know where to edit.
Sorry. We're going to do it really quick.
Yeah. All right. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I just want to make no noise.